Well, the picture has brightened significantly. It appears that the U.S. economy finally is breaking out of this very low growth trajectory that we've been on since the start of the recovery in 2010, and we should have stronger growth in 2014.
What about Florida's economy? How is that expected to perform?
I think Florida will perform even better. Again, Florida, too, had a very tepid recovery, and we're finally seeing some acceleration on the job side and in housing and population growth that I think sets us up for a really excellent 2014, Nicole.
What do you think is behind this sudden acceleration? It does seem a bit sudden. Maybe there are factors that have been coming together to make this acceleration start happening?
Yes, that's exactly right, especially at the national level. We've had sustained job growth now at almost 200,000 jobs per month over the last 90 days, and it appears that employers finally have squeezed out all the productivity they could get to create output, and now they have to do some more hiring. Furthermore, the demand outlook globally looks better. The developing countries, particularly Brazil and India now, are doing somewhat better than they had done before. The recession appears to be over in the Eurozone, and so those factors set up for greater expansion. And that then translates here. We've had sustained gains at low levels, but now businesses not only have to hire, they have to invest more.
Is there anything else that is contributing to this brighter outlook?
Yes, very significantly on the policy side. It appears that the budget committee is finally going to produce a budget, December 13th, the end of this week, and that will lift a significant pall of uncertainty from the private sector, and therefore people won't hold back as much because of this fear that Congress is not going to do what they're supposed to do. Then we have next week the Federal Reserve meeting. And there's a lot of consideration that perhaps with the brightening economic outlook for the nation, the Fed may announce the beginning of the tapering. Markets have already built that in. Interest rates have already risen, expecting that to happen. So if the Fed confirms that, it's one more piece of uncertainty out of the way, and therefore it brightens the outlook for 2014 at the national level, which is so important for us here in Florida.
Will that tapering off have a chilling effect on individuals?
Well, it'll certainly raise interest rates. So for savers, it's helpful. But for those who borrow, it's not helpful. And as we discussed last week, it's sort of the push and the pull. Will we get enough job growth and income growth to offset the effect of rising interest rates? I think in 2014, the answer to that question is yes. I think in 2015, it becomes a bit of a stalemate. But for 2014, the outlook is brighter.
Now, what does all this mean for Central Florida?
Well, I think Central Florida is going to have a really excellent 2014. We're teed up for a really excellent tourism season, which is very important for us. The bad winter weather this past week is like an advertisement for Florida, you know, with our great weather here. And so tourism should do well. And also we're seeing gains in population growth. And on the housing side, those are important pieces to the demand in Central Florida. So I think the Orlando area in particular will do real well. We'll see the opening of Sunrail, which is a major new piece of infrastructure that will also stimulate real estate development in and around the stations. The rest of Central Florida a little weaker. Daytona a little bit weaker because it doesn't have the strength of the tourism and it doesn't have the strength of the defense industries that we have here in Central Florida. For Melbourne, even weaker still. They're still kind of overcoming the effect of the closing down of the shuttle program. Now, there's been some improvement in space, but not that much to replace it. So they become more reliant on tourism and retirement. And importantly there is a reduction in defense spending, which affects them more than it affects Orlando. And so that also has a somewhat dampening effect in terms of the outlook for Melbourne. But certainly better than the dark days after the shuttle closed, but not as strong as Daytona Beach or Orlando, Nicole.
On the topic of jobs, Friday, the job report for the nation came out stronger than expected. Does this have any implications for Central Florida?
Yes, it does. It's one more piece of the puzzle. I mean, certainly one of the reasons job growth was so strong in the nation is it's strong in the biggest states. Florida, California, and Texas are really the states that have driven most of the job growth in the nation. And so given faster job growth in the nation, I would expect we're going to see faster job growth in Florida. That's also consistent with the new claims for unemployment in Florida, which have been going down at an accelerating rate.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.